Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hello. It's part two.
Don't forget at the NBs as
Let
well.
sorry. Ladies, gentlemen, NBs, dolls, witches, mech pilots,
And Topra.
Topra,
Not gold, though. You're not
yes, no,
welcome
stop
here.
trying to possess people. It's not cool. We d like you gotta get consent first. Consent is very sexy. Like, yeah, no. Consent is very sexy, and if you take over people without consent, then you're a dick.
So yeah, we're back with the Tok'ra
We should
part
introduce ourselves
two.
first. Welcome to Stargate Oversight. Hello.
Oh yeah,
This
of
is
course.
part
Yeah, this
two
is a
of the
different episode.
Tok'ra. Sorry, the Smoked Ra. But yeah. Hi. My name is Hope Frail. My pronouns are she and it.
Hello, I'm Ryan. He, him.
Hello, I'm Jolinar. My pronouns are she and
Ah, you're
her.
Jolinar Frostshaw. But
Yes.
yeah, previous. So we get a pre. We start off. We're just gonna jump in. Previously on SG-1, my dad's sick. I had some flashbacks. There's a dying old woman, and we really fucked our diplo rolls. Like, we absolutely fuck rolled a nat one on diplomacy.
Oh yeah, we fucked this
Yeah.
shit up.
Like, they absolutely done fucking goofed. Aww. You can't just put that in the podcast chat, you know?
Oh yeah, actually, that's a
So
good
we can
point.
all
Yeah,
see the cute
you're
little
gonna right.
message from Ember.
Hey, just so you know, I am on the side of the ice in drinks. I am. It is. You get a different flavor. Like, as the more you drink it, the less ice there is, the more flavor you get, and the more you refill it, the more like different kinds of dilution you get. So the flavor changes as you consume.
Yes.
It's a sensory deprivation. I mean, what?
Okay, Ryan, we don't need to know about your kings.
Sensory deprivation
Yeah, we're putting
king, give
Ryan in
me
the
the
sensory
advice.
deprivation tank from Fringe.
I was confused that that's a king, but fair enough.
But anyway, we have our conclusion to last week's episode. If you want what if this is your first episode, what are you doing here? At least go back and listen to last week's
Go back
episode.
and yeah, at least go back and listen to
Do
the
not just
last
jump in
one.
at part two. Are you lost?
The very least.
Unless like you are a hardcore Stargate fan who's like, I really love the Tok'ra part two, but fuck part one.
Only part
Yeah, part
two.
two
I
is
don't want
solid.
to
Part
watch a
one is
single
yes.
episode apart from Tok'ra Part 2.
Yeah, but part two has the sexy old people kiss.
Well,
As we'll get into.
old people are allowed to
Yes, I
kiss, Hope.
know, but I was making fun of someone who'd only like part two because it has the old people kissing. Yes,
Oh, okay.
that was
I
the joke.
mean,
It's fine.
sure.
It's fine.
Are all people allowed to kiss? Find out more on this
Old people are
news
not allowed to
network.
kiss. How dare they? When I was 13, I heard my
Okay, Hope.
parents fucking in the
Hope.
caravan. It scarred me for life.
Fucking okay.
What?
That's not true.
Good. Even.
Sweet home,
I
Alabama.
really don't feel like I need to hear. Yeah, moving on. All right, Stargate.
Yes, listen, we're keeping you safe because we're just going to reiterate the last part of the last episode. You can't offer us anything. We're keeping you safe by keeping you prisoner.
Yeah, your resources are too limited. Motherfucker, there's four of you and you live in a cave. You live in the Bin Laden cave and you're saying that we have
No,
nothing.
I'm just imagining Gould memes, just doing Saddam, but instead of Saddam Hussein, it's the Tok'ra.
Sorry, yeah, it's the Saddam cave. Oh boy, Bin Laden had a whole
Yeah,
compound.
sorry,
I'm
yeah,
so
I got
sorry
them
to
two
him.
mixed up. Yeah, it's like just writing fucking Geshara of Belote in like a little hole with an air pipe and a fan. under some rubble. That!
All right, this is how I'm going about this. So I've been playing Final Fantasy XIV lately, viewers, and listeners even, and there's like a really fun thing where you can get a Sentai armor right now.
We are not sponsored by Square Enix, please sponsor us.
I'm sponsored by Square Enix, I don't know about YouTube, but I am.
Fuck you.
This episode is sponsored by War Thunder.
Fuck that.
It's because you have a personal War Thunder sponsorship.
Oh, not anymore. Fuck, no, they can fuck themselves. I'm not sponsored anymore. I made $15 off them. They can fuck themselves now.
Nice one. Well done.
Hey, it's more than I got from Genshin Impact.
Yeah, they paid me like $2,000 to like play the game for like 2 years and pretend I was into it and tell people that I need to play it. But you know what?
Ryan, how much money did you spend on Genshin?
I actually don't want to talk about how much money I spent on Genshin.
Oh my god!
Like some of my money issues might have come from Genshin.
Oh, Ryan! Oh, buddy.
So, on this episode of Stargate Oversight, we talk about why predatory monetary issues in the video games industry can be horribly triggering to people with gambling addiction.
Yeah, basically.
Funny thing is, I completely lost my gacha addiction. It just went away one day.
Nice.
Finally, I found something much, much better to do as a hobby. High stakes poker games.
I became a podcaster.
I think I just ended up having no free time because of like.
Yeah, that's true. Like you probably.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Ryan is a white male, so his like two options were like the meme with the.
Not just the white male. I'm a white male who's approaching 30.
Oh yeah, the two paths where it's like the horrifying. Destroyed path, which is go to therapy, and then the paradise path, which is
become a podcaster. Hang on, let me do this correctly.
Well, actually, you see, guys, my opinion is more important than yours because I am an average white male in his 30s.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, hope I didn't make the silence man drop, so I guess we'll just have to pretend this.
Also, listeners, you can't see it, but I'm holding my cup in the most fucking stereotypical podcaster way you can. Like, sipping it gently as I'm talking about how my opinion is better than yours.
There you go. There you go, Frosty. I've just made the episode art for these two episodes.
You can't put Ryan in the episode art without his consent.
There is something I have over most people who start a podcast in their late 20s, early 30s,
though. You have a hairline and a good beard.
I have a hairline.
Oh no! Yeah, good point. Yeah. No, you got a strong hairline.
He does, and he doesn't even need the estrogen.
Get on
to help.
The estrogen. Get on the estrogen. Yeah, get on the estrogen now before it's too late.
I've had the hate. I actually had. So you know that no one knows where I work. And I'm not saying where I work, but at work, someone asked me. Asked me how old I was, and when I told them how old I was, they went, "Fuck you! That's not fair. I want your hair. I'm going to scalp you." Okay. Alright.
Microdosing estrogen before it's too late.
I've had the same hairline since I was 14, so I think I'm alright.
Nice.
So yeah, on this episode of Stargate Oversight, we will be talking about the benefits of microdosing drugs.
Legitimately, it does help. Estrogen does help with hairline. It does. Prove it.
Yep, and we're also going to be talking about are there health benefits to microdosing ketamine? Find
we're
out.
Not
here.
I mean, there are.
It's by ketamine, by big ketamine.
Big ketamine.
I hurriedly hide away my sign that says ketamine is for the good of mankind or some shit.
Yeah, we're being sponsored by Big Horse.
We're not sponsored by Big Pharma, we're sponsored by Big Ketamine. Just ketamine.
Yeah, it's not even the industry, it's just one very sleepy horse.
just one, like, racehorse. X racehorse is like a drug addict.
Yeah, listen, I had trouble sleep. I had insomnia before I found ketamine. It's really helped me out.
Yeah.
Speak to your doctor today about using
ketamine. Speak to your doctor to see if ketamine is suitable for you.
Why does the US have drug ads?
That's money. Okay. But anyway, moving on.
Yes, okay.
Stargate is a show.
Yeah.
God, we haven't even finished the, cold open.
No, we haven't even, started the preamble yet.
So, the Tok'ra sort of are like, listen, you gotta understand, we're a priority target.
And it's like, Jack O'Neill just looks at them and goes, we're a priority target!
Yeah, they already came to kill us. Yep. You're like somewhere else down. Like they went back to Abydos.
Okay. Reiterating what I said last episode, they killed Ra.
Yeah,
they're kind of a priority.
Also, Hammond will send more dudes.
And the last time they came after us, you know, they sent two motherships. We blew them the fuck up.
So let me sort of just try and figure this out a little bit, right? The Tok'ra have, what, I don't know, 20 guys?
They have a moderate quantity of forces.
Let me check. Size of United States Armed Forces.
How many bullets in an M4?
1.4. 1.0.
No, okay, make it even easier. Make it even easier. The average size of bullets, the average amount of bullets in an M60.
For 30.
I don't have the records for the 90s, but as of today, there are 328,820 active duty Air Force personnel.
Right.
With 69,000 reserve.
Nice.
Okay. Hang on a minute. They all use MP5s, right?
Yep. 30-round mag, at least.
Let's say it takes generous 2 to 3 bullets to completely take out or incapacitate someone.
Hold on. They bring out the M16 if they need to tranquilize someone.
Yeah, but we're not tranquilizing. Hammond would not be tranquilizing in this situation.
Yeah, Hammond would be. Hammond is here to commit violence.
So let's say 2 bullets, right? Per person, yeah? To just knock him out or take him out or kill him, right? Yeah. Okay, so 30 rounds divided by 2 divided by... What have you got? I have a staff weapon that can shoot once every 3 seconds and it makes a big obvious laser that you could dodge.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Like, in that first encounter, I was like, odds are not great for SG-1, potentially. It's going to be some, casualties there, because there's 4 of them. But, Hammond can just keep sending guys, because Cheyenne Mountain
has wave after wave. just
listen.
Cheyenne Mountain has so many nameless extras.
Yeah, we are employing PRC human wave tactics, and we don't even have air support. What if we sent in the drone
with a fucking grenade attached?
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, we have so many. You don't understand. We have so many, nameless extras from Vancouver, probably some guys from LA as well.
We just have a bunch of dudes.
I legitimately am just sitting there going, really? You think you're going to win this fight? Okay.
We've got at least 20,000 potential new love interests for Carter waiting in the wings.
Yeah, we have all these guys who are like, actually, my motivation is I am crushing on Samantha Carter.
I mean, that's reasonable.
Yes.
Ryan is now, Googling, how do I join the US?
I should warn you.
Is Samantha Carter a real person and not a character in the TV
show? Her name's Amanda Tapping. She's 57, I believe, as of current year.
As a large language model, I have to inform you that Samantha Carter is a fictional character.
What?
But only exists within the Stargate.
Why are you
universe.
A large language model again? old is Amanda Tapping right now? She's 57. Actually, she looks good in her old age. Oh.
You've said this before to me a few times.
Yes, I've just seen a more recent picture of her in her old age, and oh, she looks good.
Is 57 no, old age?
Yes.
She's like past the prime of her life, definitely.
Like, I feel like this definition of like, oh, can we really call someone old? I'm like, yeah?
She's very close to retirement.
Oh no, you just jinxed it. She's gonna get shot in like
Amanda Tapping shot in WGA related accident.
She was 2 days from retirement.
We're not jinxing this. We do not want this to happen to Amanda Tapping. She's a lovely person, no. From what we know.
I mean, well, you got the double whammy there. I mean, you have the Hollywood execs trying to counteract the WGA and the Screen Actors Guild strikes. And you also have the fact that Stargate's owned by Amazon now. We also love Union Busting.
Yeah.
All Union's ever done for us as people who work...
As people who work in a job that was made safer by unions, providing them with, like, safety guarantees, like, the emergency stop so that the machine that used to mulch children now doesn't mulch anything apart from paper. When it was made, we called it the Child Mulcher 5000. Now we just call it the Paper Mulcher, like it was meant to be.
No, things were better. Things were better before the unions. I used to work 70 hours a day, lost all my fingers, drink lead paint every day, and I fucking liked it, okay?
It's weird, because you can mostly see the removal of leaded petrol on a lot of graphs, but then sometimes people's, like, the average level of stupidity all of a sudden just kicks in occasionally. It's just, oh, no, never mind, leaded petrol never went away, clearly.
Oh, I thought you were about to make the argument that we should put the lead back in petrol.
If you want to put the lead back in the petrol, sure, we can put the lead back in. Like,
People seem really dumb now. Let's put the lead back in the petrol, see what happens.
We're going to like bring back the good old days. We're going to put the lead back in the petrol, and we're going to go back to the level of serial killers we loved at the height of lead petrol.
The asbestos back in the walls.
Did you see that post, by the way, about like... the difference between the amount of serial killers now versus in the 80s when leaded petrol was at its height?
Yeah, that feels like, I don't know, graph of, like, how many times I've taken a shit since I was born, since global emissions, since 1950. I'm like, big spike here.
Mm. What caused me taking...
must be a correlation.
What's
right?
The correlation between me taking a massive shit and my emissions? but anyway, we get some sad waiting music, and Colonel Makepeace is like, I'm sorry, Captain, I don't know how fucked up your granddad is, but we were sent to get you, so it's probably bad.
No, I'm sorry, can we go over the fact his name is Makepeace? Is that a real fucking name?
I have some comments and I'm not going to say any.
The fucking J.K. Rowling ass name.
It is a J.K. Rowling ass name.
Soldier McArmy Man.
Yeah, Soldier McArmy Man, my favorite character from the Harry Potter series.
Soldier McArmy Black Jewish Man.
Wait, why is he Jewish?
McCar Bomber. Yeah, we have Soldier McArmy Man. We have Irish McCar Bomber.
You don't need to be so mean about SG3. They're ethnically diverse. Honestly, J.K. Rowling. But yeah, and Carter's like, no, Jack is like, listen, I don't want to fight my way out, but you know, they have no doors. This is the world's easiest jailbreak, you know?
I mean, it's not actually an easy jailbreak until you find out how to use the magical teleporting rings.
They know how to use the magical teleporting rings, though. They either have a button control nearby that they use, or they have it on a glove, which we've seen them use in several different occasions. They know how the fucking rings work. Like, it's not that hard. You press button.
Yeah, that segues us into this episode is brought to you by Amazon's Rings of Power.
I hate you.
Could you strike from the record all of the stuff we said about Amazon union busting, please? We don't want to lose sponsorship.
You're the only one getting the Amazon money. You're not sharing it, you selfish bitch.
What Amazon money am I getting?
You claimed you were getting Amazon money. I'm not seeing any.
Hey, I give everyone
you
their
do.
Fair
I
podcast
know.
Cut.
Don't worry, I'm not being mean. But yeah, Sam and Jack are arguing over the whole thing because when Carter was taken as a hoe, she said it was a bad time. And Carter's like, man, you know, if only I hadn't actually fought it and just, you know, had a good time, I'm sure it wouldn't have gone so bad. And then Carter is like, wait a minute, I have an idea.
If only we knew a guy who was about to be dead, like, imminently any second now, who might take up the offer and could allow us to diplomatically mend things with Tok'ra.
I got nothing, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, I don't think of anyone. Anyone?
No.
Oh. Shame!
Can't pick that reporter. He got Khashoggi'd already.
Agent 47, I guess, with like a new alibi, but then the Tok'ra would have to come back to... I mean, he would make the Tok'ra better, I guess, but not the movie guy.
Agent 47 already got killed, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He failed. He failed to exfiltrate.
That's very true. I guess you could hire Agent 69. I heard she's free. She scabs normally, but...
I mean, I guess she doesn't even have to be a scab now. She's just a permanent replacement. 47's dead
exactly.
Now.
But yeah, hey, what if we use Chekhov, my dad who has Chekhov's cancer as a host?
Chekhov's cancer.
He has cancer. It's a man who does not have cancer until it's plot relevant, and then he has cancer.
Okay. Can we call...
Look, yeah, normally I would not
there's
joke.
There's probably someone in the audience screaming, you can't just call every instance of foreshadowing Chekhov's ex.
My response to that is fuck you. Normally I wouldn't joke about cancer. I nearly lost my mum to it at 14. But this isn't really played with the severity and the seriousness of cancer, just, oh, he might die.
No.
And then several episodes later, oh, actually, we have a magical alien way of saving him. We don't have to confront the emotions or the effects of losing a loved one. Especially the fact is, Jacob Carter actually fucking dying would be quite, we'd be fridging a minor male character for female character, but it would be interesting seeing how, Carter has to react to losing her dad, even if the fact that her dad wouldn't let her have any connection with him, but that's not the way you want to develop this character, and that's not really of interest to people, seeing someone grow and work through death. That's not something, we're not going to do that. So it said, hey, we have the magic cure for Jacob. What if we...
I honestly actually did think that was where the episode was going to go.
Hmm.
I thought they were like, because obviously that is how a lot of previous episodes like this have gone, where they build up to it to like pull it away at the last second and be like, unfortunately, we cannot.
Actually, yeah, you're not wrong. It's fair. I've seen this before, so I knew that. Obviously, I don't remember when I first saw this. I think I remember meeting Selmac as a character in Jacob before I saw this episode. So,
yo, you missed Selmac? That's crazy.
No, as in I saw this before. I saw the episode. Like, Selmac will be, like, unlike past characters who have shown up temporarily, Selmac will be with the cast for a very long time.
Just hanging out in Duncan together. Actually, no, I'm sorry, this is a Canadian show, Tim Hortons.
Wait, mate, you want to go down to Tim Hortons, buy some donuts? To be fair, I have been to Tim Hortons, and it's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, back me.
Yeah, I was surprised. Was surprised to find out that we have Tim Hortons in the UK.
Ryan, what do you think of Tim Hortons when we went?
It's pretty good. Actually, it's pretty great.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is actually, it's kind of funny because we did go there home.
Yes, we did.
And what's the one thing that Tim Hortons is
coffee
famous
and
for?
Timbits.
Uh-huh. What did neither we of did, us have?
No,
we
I had
there?
Coffee.
Okay, I had just some fast food there. I didn't have the coffee.
Yeah, I got a coffee and a donut because I knew what I was getting.
I mean, I just wanted like a normal meal. So like,
yeah, the only reason I didn't buy the donuts was I didn't want to have to carry them around. I couldn't be asked to take them back to the car, really.
That's fair.
But
next time we're gonna go to Tim Hortons. We're gonna get a bunch of donuts. We're gonna have girls' night.
Oh yeah, we can do that.
But like regular girls' night, not podcast girls' night. Listen, you're
sorry,
not invited.
Listeners. To be fair, I might take my girlfriend and.
Don't worry, I'm not invited either.
I might take my girlfriend and my mistress to Tim Hortons when they come over. Who knows? context. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm trying to stockpile episodes, because I will be on leave in like a couple.
Don't leave.
It's more, I'm going to see my very close friend from who's coming from abroad online. In person, you know? Like, that's the important thing. Like, even if there is Dome, that's not the important thing. The important thing is meeting friends from abroad. Like, the personal connection, the friendship is always what's important, damn it. Though Dome Leave is always a good joke, saying.
So yeah, Hope's going to be on Dome Leave. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going on Dome Leave. I'm going on Dome Leave on Tuesday as well, so. Like, I'm constantly going on leave.
Damn, that's too much, don't they?
Like, yes, I am the podcast's most deserterous soldier, constantly going on dome leave. I might just make you do the next episode without me.
You can try.
I mean, it almost happened last time.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we could potentially, like, with sort of more, like, advanced notice, we could, like, potentially, if you weren't available, we could, I mean, just potentially just Ryan and I do, like, hey, here's like free bonus movie, I guess.
Could do. Or, I mean, you can do the next episode without me. I hate the next episode. It's really not that good.
No.
No, you're good at it easily.
Damn. Anyway, yeah.
You put yourself in this situation by doing the stockpiling.
Fuck you. Yeah, they go back to Earth, but it's just Jack and Carter, and Hammond's like, hey, yo, where the fuck is everyone? Where's my boy Makepeace?
Okay.
Where's my boy Tilk?
Okay, so we made a deal with them.
You're gonna have to trust us. We're gonna have to, essentially, we're gonna have to tell someone who has absolutely no reason to know about this. And we're gonna have to believe...
Into an alien.
Yeah, they're also going to believe that these people that you've not met and are keeping your fucking team hostage are actually good guys.
Yes. Yeah, when we don't...
Yeah, and Hammond is like abso-fucking-lutely
not. Fuck you. But it'd be like a timeshare program. No, there's national security issues. Fuck you.
He knows literally so much about our security.
They will be handing over information to the enemy.
Well, they're not the enemy. Okay. They're not the enemy. They're keeping you hostage, right?
Technicality.
Yes.
Okay, Hammond, but have you considered that it would be sick nasty? Okay, Carter, let's do it. It's basically the... Again, yeah, it's another case of... Hammond, like, changes his mind with the, like, smallest bit of pushback.
Yeah, this is kind of, like, the dumb thing is, like, here is a genuine question, right? You are going to die horribly. And someone's like, hi, I have a deal for you. We will timeshare your body. We will get an alien. They will heal you of everything. All you have to do is timeshare your body and go on adventures with the alien. How many people would say yes? I think most people, let's be real, would say, fuck dying, let me do the alien timeshare and adventure deal. Like, hands up, in this chat, who would take that deal?
Now I'd be like, unplug the life support, doc, I'm not doing it.
I take the fucking deal.
Yeah, but you're the kind of person who, I feel like if an alien race said, sell out the entire human race and we'll give you a cool jetpack, you'd say yes.
Yes, that is irrelevant and redacted and, where is my beat button?
And now I've already got enough fucked up mental health shit going on in my head.
Yeah, but imagine
right
if you got scared up fucked up mental thing. Health shit with an alien.
The alien would just kill it.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm dead either way, yeah.
Wait, what happened? The alien healed you and then said, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah, the alien killed itself immediately.
Like, the alien, like...
upon merging.
The alien just takes one look into, like, the weird shit in my mind and is like, oh, I want nothing to do with this, fuck you!
So yeah, I feel like the product wasn't accurately described in the eBay listing when I purchased it, and I would like a refund, please.
Yeah. But yeah, Carter's like, listen, Hammond, I don't have time for your malarkey. I don't have time for you to smoke an entire brisket while we have this discussion. My dad is dying. He would love to be the liaison between Earth and the Tok'ra. What do you say?
Fine, but there's no way he would go for it.
Wait, I can live? Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to that because first...
Before that, yeah. Oh, no.
The system lords have found
someone...
us.
Yeah! So yeah, hey, look, the Tok'ra literally immediately fuck up!
Yeah, they're talking about how we can't let you go because your knowledge could immediately, like, compromise where we are.
Oh, that would be
like,
compromised.
They've been compromised without SG-1's
input.
Oh no, we have... Well, listen, if we tell you something, we could be compromised. Oh no, we've been compromised!
And then, like, how could this happen? Anyone here could be responsible. And Jack is immediately like, there's
except
a guy
Jack
with
isn't
more.
There, so... And the... Yeah, Jack would be always later, but yeah. Teal'c is also flirting with Gersha or Balot, and they're talking about how cool each other is. Like, you're Gersha or Balot.
I don't think they're flirting. Cool. I don't think they're flirting.
They're swapping war stories.
They're
swapping war stories. Holy shit, I remember when you killed that guy and, like, you sliced that guy's throat and ducked out and ran. Holy shit, you're Teal'c the traitor. You took up arms against Apophis? Based!
Wait, yeah, and then Teal'c is like suddenly being like, no, stop talking about this or it's going to become another clip for episode.
But it's okay because the system laws know where we are. It's evacuation time. The guards fuck off and make peace and co. It's like, well, fuck we do.
We can just leave now,
yeah,
I guess.
Or we could like be good citizens and help.
So yeah, we get the hospital scene now where it's like
everybody
okay,
out, no nurses, no
so. So, Dad, aliens.
Yeah, Dad, so the reason why I turned you down for NASA is because I'm kind of already a super astronaut.
Yeah, and like, with very little convincing at all, considering this is like an incredibly old, probably conservative military man, immediately with like very little prompting is like, yo, that's sick nasty, actually sign me up
yeah,
to be an alien.
I mean, I do like the guy's moxie. He's like, I don't really want to go to the p- like Jacob is quite open about, I'm fighting my way to the fucking pearly gates because I don't want to see Satan, and I killed all those Vietnamese people with Agent Orange. Like, I admire the moxie of a man to fight his way out of hell to heaven.
Look, I did some really bad things with George Hammond when we were in the Rhodesian
SAS. What a root.
What?
This is going to be a repeated callback, isn't it? And I hate you for it.
I really hope. I really hope that we never see an FAL in this show. I really hope.
I've never seen a Lethal at any time.
Yeah, this Carter, this is called an FN foul. We used to use it all the time back home.
It literally is the most.
In Texas, sir?
Yeah. Texas. We used to wear these cute little shorts to stop the Texas heat from getting to us.
Yeah, we used to do this thing in Texas to stop forest fires called Fire Force. Where we were in helicopters and we would parachute out of the helicopter to stop the fire.
So, what's this picture of you and my dad in these like tiny shorts and fucking holding fowls? So, oh, that's
I used to have a very big house, you know. A very big house with servants, you know.
It was a better time. It was a better time, Cap.
Let's be real. They would have joined through. They wouldn't have been there. They would have joined through Soldier of Fortune and gone, oh wow, this is shit. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
General Hammond, what is? Why is there a picture of you next to Cecil Rhodes?
That's a bit old. I can't remember the cunt's name though. Hey, why is there a picture of you next to this motherfucker with a drooping face that looks like he should have burned to death in a plane crash?
Yeah, it's Joe Vanderclaw.
That's not our guy!
You could get that.
Yeah, General Hammond, why are you standing next to Ian Smith? Can't. General Hammond, why are you holding this flamethrower in the Rhodesian bush?
Look, okay, we could ride all of this out just as long as none of you tell Robert Mugabe about our plan to assassinate him.
I still think that's the funniest shit ever. That the military are like, oh shit, black majority rule. What if we killed Robert Mugabe and Mugabe didn't find out for a bit? Conducted a genocide with the army that had planned to kill him, and then he was like, oh, you planned to kill me, fuck you.
Yeah, you would have been like actually completely left alone if you hadn't.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
I believe one may say that is being hoisted by your own
just a little, yeah. I feel like the note to end this bit on is fuck Rhodesia and fuck anyone that thinks it has anything of worth to contribute to society apart from a source of warmth when we burn their flags and their shitty little jeans.
I mean, I think the only people who, like, long for the return of Rhodesia are neo-Nazis and subscribers to, like, fishermen by
yeah, I mean, I think the funniest thing is that one of Canada's first spree killers ended got reformed and ended up in and went to Rhodesia after being allegedly reformed. But he was after joining the Rhodesian SAS, was promptly shot in the head by his own guys by accident.
Rhodesian SAS, some of the finest fighting forces in the world, right?
Yeah, there was certainly a special forces. Not to be playground or invoke the word, but they were definitely very...
One of the special... They were one of the special forces
of
all time.
They were certainly very special. If you catch my drift as a 12-year-old.
I don't know, I feel like we're going into slur territory, though.
I mean, we could slur the Rhodesians all we want. They were racist pieces of shit that deserved everything they
excuse
got.
Excuse me. You're not allowed to slur anyone. If you slur one person, everyone dies.
What you need to do, right, is if you find anyone that says Rhodesia did nothing wrong, or Rhodesia should come back, you, or, like, you find someone, like, make Zimbabwe Rhodesia again on their plate carrier vessel. You take them outside and
we can make
with a halberd.
We can get an out of context drop if you're saying Rhodesia should come back. You. I hope.
Funnily enough, like I was actually in the bath and I put on the WTYP episode on Rhodesia like the other night. And it was like, see, just like there was a picture of make Zimbabwe, a sticker that said make Zimbabwe Rhodesia again on someone's plate carrier for airsoft, and it was like, what the fuck are these vibes from that dude at airsoft? Like, I bet everyone hates that card.
Again, I've seen a guy at airsoft. I've been a couple times. I've seen a guy at airsoft with Wagner.
That is rancid vibes. Yeah. How does no one like take him out back and shoot him with their airsoft?
Okay. I am not even joking. This same guy I was with. I did an airsoft thing with my dad. I'm not even kidding. Like my dad were like, literally right in front of this guy with the fucking Wagner Group plate. Who was like talking to some other guy, talking about how, can't even watch Great Escape these days, can you?
Fuck off, you can't watch The Great Escape. It's on racist. TV every fucking Christmas, you prick.
Also,
Escape would be called racist.
Also,
now.
Hey guys, you can watch The Great Escape. Do you know why? Because do you know who the bad guys were?
It's patriotic in it, and you're not allowed to be patriotic now.
In fact, hating Nazis is fucking promoted. Hate the fucking, find your local Nazi.
But you're not allowed to be proud or be British
find
now,
your local
are you?
Nazi
That's literally the shit he was saying. That's the shit he was saying. Like,
with
he was like being like, you can't be proud to be
and
British.
And if you can't
now.
Find a halberd, you take your local Nazi, you take them down to the river and. You show them a good time fishing.
I'm sorry. I have to express my British pride, I say, with my Wagner Group.
So, who were the British fighting in the 1940s? What was that about again? Just quick question.
Nazis!
The Wagner Group are the good guys denazifying Ukraine, so...
Oh, God, I hate
Sorry,
you.
I believe you mean the Wagner Group are the dudes sitting on their ass jacking each other off in tents in Belarus after they failed to claim Moscow.
Well, some of them are probably also
in Nigeria.
Like inside a concrete. No, I was going to say some of them are like probably inside a concrete building somewhere.
Ah, yes, the Kray Twin special. You are currently holding up the M11.
Yes.
Oh, no, wait, it's the M20. Shit, I got my motorways mixed up. It's the M25 the Kray Twins are under. My bad. Sorry, the Kray Twins put people in the M25.
I mean, you think that's bad, don't you know? What about the time that the entirety of Coventry got killed over the matter of
Yeah, but that's
pounds?
Coventry. No one gives a shit about Coventry. It's fucking Coventry.
What's Coventry?
Yeah. It's Coventry. It's right next to a better city. Like, Coventry dies, the entirety of Birmingham cheers.
I mean, Birmingham's not one to
talk. Oh, fuck
I mean,
you.
Come on.
As someone who was educated in Birmingham, it's a lovely city. Fuck you.
Oh, it shows, yeah.
All right, mate. Fucking have you. I'll take you down the Slanton pub. We'll have a fucking drink. It'll fall off the bar, because, oh, wait. They blew up the Slanton pub, the cunts.
Your like attempt to do Brommy comes across as like Australian who's been living in Yorkshire for a while.
Do you want to know the worst bit? One of our friend of the pod, the Australian streamer Amphalas, she heard my voice and was like, "Hope you're a fucking Brommy." And I was like, "What? How? How are you hearing this in my voice? I'm not a Brommy." How are you hearing that I'm a Brummie in my voice? I only spent like 7 years there.
It's fine. Just call your friend a Bogan and
I go. Someone
her a Bogan. She's lovely. I love her. She's like my bestie.
Someone told me I sounded posh once.
Oh, I get told I sound recently. Posh all the time.
Yeah, but you do.
No, I never get told I sound posh. No, every reaction I get from, specifically from the Americans, is the way I sound, of course, is BOTTLE OF WATER!
Yeah, the funny thing is, I get told that, oh, bottle of water. So I'm sitting there going, I've never said that in my entire life. Mm. Not yeah, once.
So Stargate.
Yeah, Stargate, fuck, we've had, like, the longest fucking distractions on this. I can't be arsed with.
Which is, again,
the funny thing is, like, we're almost at the end of this episode, basically, where we are. Yeah, no, we're almost there.
This is the problem. These are two solid episodes and two solid pieces of TV, but nothing
like, half the reason,
happens!
Half the reason I didn't, what's the word, I didn't stop this tangent is because the last thing we said was, like, literally 10 minutes before the end of the episode.
Yeah. No,
I mean, not really.
I mean
like,
in terms of like us describing
yeah, in terms
it,
of, like, what
in
happens,
terms
like,
of like plot
yeah,
development,
like
yeah,
like we have nothing to say.
Yeah, like Jacob Carter has Chekhov's cancer, fair, which means he's well enough to be taken off his oxygen, his breathing mask, and all his other shit. Be taken to
and
the Stargate.
Go through a fucking interdimensional space time teleport.
Yeah, I love that, and they're like immediately like, okay. I know this is a lot to take in. You probably don't believe me. You probably don't want to go through the stuff. Then he's just like, absolutely bring me through that shit right now.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
do it.
It beats the hell out of taking a shuttle or a rocket or going into space. And I need to stop playing with my Zacto knife for my Gunpla because I'm going to stab myself again. But I have ADHD.
Again?
I've been doing it all day.
Stabbing yourself, Jesus.
No, I stabbed myself last time I streamed myself making Gunpla.
At least I fucking stim with just like a toy.
Oh, I stim with whatever I have to hand because the cube is somewhere out of reach. Like, I could go and get. Fucking, I'm gonna get the cube, but here, let me explain the problem with me.
Oh my god, she's reading. So, listeners, you just heard basically the most, like, real fucking
thing.
The problem
of me stimming with the cube. The problem of stimming with the cube is you can hear me stimming with the cube. Like, you can hear the cube, right? You can hear.
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, is
I
a neurodevelopment
so
disorder
to get
characterized
with
by
ADHD.
Excessive amounts of inattention. Me
it's
too,
such
me
a
too.
Fucking bitch. Like, I was told at work, oh, we can refer you to get you diagnosed, and then the woman called me and she was like, and then I said, I'm trying to get diagnosed with ADHD, and she seemed fucking surprised. And it's like, come on!
Yeah, I went to get a referral for autism and ADHD, and, like, I did, like, all of the screening stuff, and they're like, okay, wait time is 2 years, and I don't know if that's one of them or both of them.
I'm speaking of wait time. I have been waiting 2 years. Whoops, sorry, Alex. I've been waiting 2 years for my referral to Tavi. And, yeah, all I have is a email saying, welcome to the waiting list, bitch. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah, I've also heard nothing from the GIC.
Fucking
so.
Cunts. Yeah. Right, Stargate.
I haven't heard anything from them either.
But you're not trying to transition!
Oh, that's crazy, are you okay? Well,
I don't know.
I still haven't heard anything from them.
I don't know.
Like, I just want...
would female Ryan look hot? Let's put her in the Instagram filter.
We already know what female Ryan looked like. That was pre-transition, Ryan.
It would also... The problem with having a beard is that just breaks the fucking the filters.
Ah. And you're not
like because they have to remove the beard and like they don't know what the face is like underneath that.
Let our queen Ryan be a girl
yeah,
with a beard.
You do have a fucking dude. Like I am not male or like having beards, but your beard is pretty magnificent. I'm like of the like I think I'm thinking of like there's the only other person I've seen with like a facial hair that magnificent was when I used to fence, and there was this dude who showed up with like a waxed mustache that was curled.
Yeah, that's a lot of effort. That is a lot of
like,
effort.
He was like, he had like the proper gentlemanly curled mustache and sideburns, and he was
that's offensive.
Yeah, he was hella good at Saber, and I learned so much from fighting him. And then I stopped fencing because I started uni and got just started getting really fucking drunk. Whoops.
You missed the trick there, which is drunk.
Well,
fencing.
No, because that's not allowed. Because I went to a tournament. I
have a story about drunk fencing.
Can I finish my story about fencing at the end of the day? I used to do like the teenage tournaments, and at one of the tournaments I was at, there was a guy who was disqualified for basically being drunk and being aggressive at 16. He would like he had a Polish trainer, and like he got disqualified for basically doing a full arm hit that went over and hit someone in the back and left a welt.
Did the Polish trainer give him alcohol? Is that what you're insinuating?
Like he smelt of vodka. So yeah.
So speaking of drunken fencing, yeah. When I was definitely of legal drinking age, mm-hmm. I went around one of my friends when I was in college, sixth form college, and his dad had some sabers on the wall.
Nice.
Oh no.
And there was a lot of us who'd been drinking.
Oh no.
I had to pick up the saber, of course. And that hallway had a saber fight that had a lot of people whacking each other with swords, and...
Yeah, Ryan killed a man.
Near a few cuts, and we I feel really bad, because thinking about it, we probably destroyed those sabers.
No.
That's actually how Hope and Ryan met. Like, Ryan was, like, dumping a body, trying to bury it. Hope showed up going to bury another body. And
okay,
like,
right,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh my
like,
god, this is a funny coincidence.
Bladed.
Ooh, yeah, they may have done some damage to those poor beauties. Like,
yeah. They were like, oh my god, what a coincidence. Two people trying to bury a body at the same
place. Will, like, really identify me, but, like, one of my most prized possessions as a teenager was this broken sword, because I fought this rich kid and I took him to match point and he broke his blade on like match point on me because he was that pissed off and his parents were so mad about him losing to some chubby new girl.
Oh damn, yeah, rich fencing kid's gonna be listening
I mean, this
website.
Is like this was probably like the annoying things, like all my local tournaments I ran into people I knew. The problem is the guy who always won, he was, even at 14, he was 6'5 and left-handed, so I basically stood no chance, because he had reach, and he was fighting with the unusual hand.
It's almost like how everyone in every sport who always seems to win is like 6'4 at the age of 10. It's almost
like his parents...
Yeah, and then you finally...
His parents had enough money to buy him private fencing tutors, so, like, yeah, there's me, Jesus. Like, going 2 or 3 times a week and learning from one guy.
Yeah, you finally get the upper hand on him, and he's like, but I know something that you don't know. I'm not left-handed.
Yeah, but left-handers have an intrinsic advantage in fencing, because most people are right-handed, so you used to play.
Let me do my Princess
Bride
bit. Yeah,
fine,
do
your Princess Bride bit.
That was the Princess Bride bit. You have seen the Princess Bride, right?
I haven't seen the Princess Bride.
Okay, bonus month.
If you want that to be your next bonus, Ryan,
I mean,
you're more than welcome to.
I can't really be like, oh my god, I can't believe you haven't seen it, because I watched it for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, bonus month, fucking we're doing Princess Bride, that's my pick.
Okay, so bonus...
It's a good
bonus
movie!
Month, September is going to be the Mario Brothers movie, October is going to be Princess Bride, and Frosty, what are you doing in November?
Jesus, that's a fucking jump in quality, Jesus
Christ!
Yeah, it is.
Christ. I mean, here's the thing, the Mario Brothers movie is bad, but it's good. It's not like Hitman bad.
Monkey.
Yeah, it's Monkey, yeah. It's entertainingly bad. Like, you're gonna have a good time.
We've been talking for, like, half an hour, I've just realized, and we haven't said anything about
Sonic. Fuck this episode, it's solid, nothing happens, I don't care. Jack plays Among
Us. So they go through the portal, they go through the Stargate.
Yeah, Jacob is like, wow, that beats the hell out of the Shotgun Rockets, my super space marine daughter. Also, it looks like Earth, why am I still in Canada?
I fucking love this. I do love this. It's like, it looks just like Earth. Yeah. Oh, we theorize that the Stargate took us to habitable planets that are like Earth because they are transferring humans. They're just like, alright, I'll take it.
This will be explained later.
No, but I mean, my response to that was, okay, you gave a reason as to why everything is a fucking forest in Vancouver. I'll fucking...
It's like, okay, it's a reasonable point, but fuck you.
But yeah, hello, Jacob. Welcome to the secret Tok'ra tunnels. Come and see as they're evacuating. And Makepeace and our boys are helping evacuate. And also...
It's like, wait, why are you helping them? Well, we wanted to integrate, right?
Yeah, you like, told us to be good and diplomatic. Like, SG7 are busy sucking up to the xenophobes, but,
Yeah, and then Jack is like, no, you fucking idiot! Don't you know, as part of the US military, that being nice and diplomatic means regime change?
Yeah, it means organized fair and legal elections to get the right-wing fascist elected, not the communist. It means to conduct Operation Gladio. Oh my, I'm just imagining now the FBI having access to the Stargate Gladio 2 electric boogaloo, except it's against the Gould.
And paperclip.
Yes, we took these Gould scientists away from the Gould. We gave them a new home and told them to work NASA. What's that, Werner von Gould? You don't care where the rockets come down as long as they go up? Sign.
No, you missed the better name there, which was Werner von Ra.
Listeners, genuinely, nothing happens this episode. Like, it is literally like you hit autocomplete on all the plots from last episode, and there's like one surprise, if that.
Yeah.
Like, also, Sam is like, have you met my large friend, Dad? May I introduce you to Tilk? He's like, damn, he big. Oh, man.
Again, like, every reaction this guy has
cool.
is like,
cool. I mean, we do find out something amazing. We find out the Jaffa word for very cool. Because Tilk sees a tunnel collapse, he's like, huh, Chelnak. And Dan is like, that means very cool. Because Daniel now just speaks Jaffa for some reason.
Okay, but I will give, like, the actor who plays Jacob Carter one thing, is that he sells just being absolutely bewildered by everything incredibly well.
Wrong mouse. Let me get his name for you. Jacob Carter, played by Carmen Argenzanzio. Argenziano.
Yeah, his whole thing is just like, damn, this is crazy.
Oh, shit. Can we get an F in chat, please?
Yeah?
Jacob Carter died on February 10th, 2019.
Oh, shit. That's recent.
Pretty recent, yeah. F's in chat for our boy. For our boy Jacob Carter. Who will you, by the way, I know you sort of joked about this earlier, but yeah. Jacob Carter is a recurring character. You will see him multiple times. Oh fuck.
Oh yeah, just like Jack's wife.
No,
right?
No, actually genuinely, he will be with the cast for a very long time.
Yeah, like Jack's wife, right?
No, yeah, like Jack's wife. Oh my, oh the irony. He died of cancer.
Oh, God.
He died of lung cancer at 75.
Okay, though to be fair, if you are an actor who lives for that long, you probably at some point will play a character who has cancer in some
place. I mean, he is in a lot of things. Yeah. No. Wait, he's in Punishment Park? I'm surprised you haven't heard of Punishment Park, Frosty.
I haven't.
He's the only actor in Punishment Park with a Wikipedia page.
That's a good start.
Punishment Park is directed by Peter Watkins, and it's basically like a left-wing docudrama about what would happen if the right wing came to power sort of thing. British and West German film crew follow the National Guard and police chasing basically hippies/communists across a desert and killing them.
Oh, damn, imagine that happening. That's crazy.
Yeah. is directed by Peter Watkins, who was born in Norbiton, Surrey.
My God, a right-wing fascists hostile taking over.
Yep.
Doesn't happen. Never exists.
Only not to Germany. Only time it ever happened. Never
only times before and since.
Okay, listen. We are an obscure internet podcast, and I actually know about this movie because of another obscure internet YouTuber. She gets like 5,000 views per video, and she did Punishment. She talked about Punishment Park after Trump won the election. So, shout out to the Hagenheads out there.
Alright, yeah, get her on the pod.
Honestly, that would be kind of funny to invite Kim Van Hagen on the pod. Considering her entire character is playing an immortal supervillain that kills people for fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty based. Also, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, we learned the Jafar word for cool, and then the team split up. Jack is off to see Gershaw because, when he realized that people were acting sussy, he saw someone acting sussy, and he has to tell the mayor that he saw someone acting super sussy. And yes. Carter is off to take Jacob
I don't have any Amogus drops.
Me neither. I was like tempted to get some, and then I was like, I'm also playing Star Rail and pulling for Kafka, so one of these is more important than the other, since I got Mommy. So, you know, potato, potato. Mommy.
Yep.
Anyway, enough about our gambling problem.
Good morning, campers.
Thank you. I love the Stargates in the background behind us. It's perfect. But yeah. Hey, Teal, yes. How small do they make the talkie orbs? Very small, Colonel. Very small. Colonel O'Neill. Maybe to the size of a small orb, which...
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. My only response to that is scroll back through my drops and go...
Oh, yeah. That's the orb.
Because Jack has indeed seen someone with the orb.
You retract that flap for me, please.
Yeah.
Will you retract that flap for me to show me the orb?
Exactly.
I hate you. But yes, very true. But we don't have time for this because, in fact, listen. Hey, Jacob, go talk to Selmac. She's old. You'll be hanging out with her for a while.
Yeah, she's old. She's old.
You're both dying, like, you know?
Just smash you together like two dolls and be like, do something. Do something already.
Just make out already. That comes later. I also, Selmac's like, I have many horrible things in my memory of ghouled atrocities. And meanwhile, Jacob
buddy,
just like...
Buddy, US military.
Jacob is just like pulling the lever that says Agent Orange.
Have you heard of the Rhodesian fat?
Have you heard about the Fire Force?
Have you heard of Vietnam and Korea?
Oh yeah, Fire Force, that anime's pretty good, yeah.
Speaking of fucking Honkai, there is a fucking collab between Fire Force and Honkai Impact 3rd coming out like in a few months. Anyway, off topic. The skins are cool. I'm not paying.
Well, I can't believe the Rhodesian SAS is gonna be in.
Yeah, that's right. Harrisura Flamesion gets a foul as her new weapon.
New ability, racism.
New ability.
Yeah, that's been in Honkai since the start.
Do you think I play weird games? Unless they pay me? Like $10? Yeah. Turns out, how much can you buy me for? Apparently,
$15.
Not much. $15.
Yeah, $15. But it's okay. So, by the way, listeners, if you offer some money, we will sponsor the podcast under whatever banner you pay us for. So give us money. Contact us. But anyway.
Nope, that's $10 there, baby.
Yeah, that. You want the shout out? Yeah, that's the $10. You want to sponsor an episode? Give it fucking DM me at HFreyOral or come on the Discord. Or in Discord.
But I have to make sure you're a good man before I merge with you. Okay, counter argument.
We're both going to fucking die.
About to be dead. You're about to be dead. Okay, good argument.
Literally, he does basically go, I'm going to die, you're going to die. Do you want that? I like you.
I mean,
all right.
You say that, but my notes say, when Selmac said, are you a good man? I got flashbacks to Hitman, and I considered running my Zach, starting.
I do like how he doesn't answer that. He just says, look, we're both going to die.
I don't want...
Which, honestly, respect. Yeah,
but I also don't want the Hitman flashbacks because I fucking hated watching Hitman. But yeah, we don't have time for ethics. But hey, we do have time for Carter to have an emotional scene with her dad because, you know, this might not work. They both might die.
It works. It works.
I know it works. I know it works. Like, listen, listen, kid. I've always been proud of you. I was proud of you when I thought you were a satellite tech, and now I'm even more proud of you now I find out you're a fucking space marine. Brackets Air Force.
Yeah, dad does sloppy kisses with the Tok'ra. They merge. The ghouls attack. They get away. Episode is resolved.
No, we're not just skipping over this. Come on, we're getting, like, for example, speaking of sloppy kisses, right? Jack's reward for seeing a sussy bat. Oh, right, we missed the part where Kordesh fucking...
We missed the part, yeah.
We missed where Jack's like, hey, those communication stones, do you use them? No. Oh, shit, Kordesh had one? Oh, fuck, let's go and get Kordesh. And Kordesh fucking kills himself by standing in a deconstructing tunnel.
Well, the guy is, like, basically explicitly saying, I am not Kordesh anymore.
Yeah, it's Kordesh's host, because as we jump back forward to where we were at, where we were in our narration, it turns out that Kordesh has jumped into the council lady, who is carrying...
It turns out that Kordesh, who was a Tok'ra, is not a Tok'ra, they are a ghoul because they are an evil version of the parasite, but is different because they are not the same thing, because they are ghoul and not a Tok'ra. Anyway,
So yeah, the Tok'ra have failed to infiltrate the ghoul successfully.
But the ghoul have been infiltrated.
The ghoul have successfully infiltrated the Tok'ra.
Yeah. And the only reason they got caught was because of SG-1.
Someone else, yes.
Yep. Also, they mentioned that they can remove Gould because they're going to try and save the host. And then Jack's reward is a smooch from the Tok'ra Council from Gersher of Bloat. We're nearly through this. We've definitely not wandered on fire. But yeah. Hey, everything else is shut down because all the plot lines have been concluded. There's just the fact that we can't move Selmac / Jacob and we can't risk letting them be captured. Don't stay with them, though. They'll need to escape on their own.
Please. No, please. Jack, let me stay with my father so that I can give him plot armor as a main character.
Well, you know how powerful plot armor is. That sounds like a hokey-dokey good idea to me.
So yeah, they stay behind and they have all their thing of like, if they come here, if they get in here, we're gonna have to sacrifice ourselves.
I don't
want to
sacrifice myself. That sounds like homosexual shit. Oh, hey, Jacob.
No, hey, Dad. Like, I like how they don't even do, like, because, yeah, it's the classic we run out of time in the episode now. They don't even try and do any, like, tense moment where they actually have to, like, escape from or like, they get in or anything. It's just like, nope, He's up now. Let's go.
Yeah, GG, everybody lives. Show me your dial hook. Also, we get the most bizarre line from Gershaw. You have made your own dialing device? Show us, we wish to be impressed. Like, are you trying to flirt with Hammond?
No, I think it's like they want to see what they did, just like to get like information. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, like after all, they're infiltrators and blah, blah, blah. But in the future, we'll destroy the System Lords together. Look forward to our long alliance. Woohoo!
And that was the Tok'ra part
basically.
Too.
And we spent most of it not talking about the episode.
Yeah, because like it's a fine episode.
It's solid, but,
like... but
nothing happens except to resolve the plot line from last episode. Like
Yeah, it's basically like, okay, we needed maybe like, I don't know, 10 more minutes of runtime in the last episode, but we couldn't do that. So we have to stretch out that extra 10
it
minutes
is
we needed into 40.
I think, this reminds me of a JoJo Part 3 episode that's like two parts. Like, with some, like, quicker pacing, with some little cuts, you probably could have cut it down to an episode. But because it's, like, the season halfway point and the meeting of the Tok'ra is, like, it's such an important thing. They're our first allies that are actually on a level where we can ally. Yeah, they spread out.
You could have just made the Tok'ra one episode that's, like, 50 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, but they don't do that. That's not how TV works.
Also, they're our first ally, Asgard.
We are not at this point, the Tari are not officially allied with the Asgard. They are...
I know, but what I'm saying is the way they talk about the Tok'ra being allies, like, but they kind of aren't. The Tok'ra are literally getting everything out of this situation.
The Tok'ra will take a much from this series, but from next series, and especially season 4, the Tok'ra will begin to take a much more active role in everything.
Okay, but at this point, the Tok'ra are literally getting everything.
Yeah. Honestly, season 3 is actually really, really weird. Because season 3 is basically all human stuff with very little involvement from the Asgard and the Tok'ra. The instant you hit season 4, okay, now there's a lot more going on and both sides are very, very important.
Oh, is it the gas leak season?
It's not that season 3 is the gas leak season, it's season 3 is the human season. Like, the Tok'ra get the big two-parter at the start, the Asgard get the big two-parter at the end. It's mostly, season 3 is very independent, and it's not that it's a lot of nothing. Like, the season 3 has the return of the Tolan, the introduction of some other concepts and stuff. But it's also, season 3 is a lot of very little happening. I'm looking at season 3 now, and season 3 is, the two-parters are very important, but there's quite a lot of nothing burgers in season 3. Like, there's an episode in season 3 that ends up with Daniel Jackson making a friend and getting an assistant, but it goes nowhere. We never see the assistant.
Wow, you're really selling us on how it's
season 3 is not a good season. 3 has some excellent episodes, and we will have a lot of fun with season 3, including the episode with the Crystal Skull and Daniel's Dutch grandfather.
What?
Is an episode with a Crystal Skull and Daniel has a Dutch grandfather.
Do not elaborate. Do not elaborate.
I'm not elaborating.
Do not elaborate.
There's the episode with the Carl.
Stop.
Okay, let's stop now.
Like, season 3 is just a bit of a nothing burger of a season, mostly.
It's okay, honey. Honey, we know Stargate is your special interest, but...
Maybe. I'm not going to make autistic noises, but I am. Yeah, season 3 is just a weird point. But anyway, what does this episode say about the American military?
They're efficient.
Yeah...
They really want that Grand Marion.
Let's be real. Hammond and Gershaw of Balot may have gone to a room for 10-15 minutes. Let's be real. They snuggled.
Nah.
I fucking love how what this episode says about the US military is they're more efficient than any other than the alien military.
I mean, they're not a proper military. They're a fucking alien partisan force, which I think is kind of like the deal is like the weirdness of interoperability between a... Well, no, because actually the American military and quite a lot of other militaries, like going back to World War II, have got really, really good at working with partisans. Like, I don't want to bring up the Soviet army, but the Soviet army integration, the integration of the partisans against the Nazis into the Soviet military was actually insanely good. Like, the Battle of Kursk was partially won off partisan action. Also of Zhukov just telling Stalin to go fuck himself and then bring a giant Nazi killing machine.
Let's talk about the US's great history of working with partisan, the Kurds and the Mussolini.
Yeah, if anything, this kind of proves that the US are what this shows is that the US are terrible at working with partisan fighters and don't know how to work with them. Which is weird because every army in World War II used partisans and was really, really good at them. Shout out to our boy Christopher Lee, the Nazi killing actor.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I'm pretty sure I've referenced this on the pod before. I still love the interview with him.
Yeah, you have.
On the extras of the Two Towers, in which he's telling Peter Jackson what a man sounds like when you stab him in the back.
Yep.
Yeah. It was about like him stabbing Wormtail and basically saying, no, Wormtail is just going to gargle and gasp because that's all there is.
No. It was about the scene where
where he gets stabbed in the back, sorry, by Wormtail. Yeah, words.
Yes. Yeah.
What does it say about 9/11?
It was
nothing. I don't know. I was just like,
The only thing I could think of was like, I shouldn't say this, so I'm not going to say this.
Yeah, it's again, I guess you could take this as commentary on the US relationship with partisan fighters. That even like someone else I saw on Twitter was mentioning how like Stargate is this really weird representation of American imperialism, considering it's written by Canadians. Like, this is kind of where U.S. imperialism runs up against native action, like native revolution versus the American idea of revolution. And they are running into each other full force and they are struggling against each other until they are able to coexist by force of charisma and circumstance, by being the enemy of my enemy is still my friend. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Because I was thinking about the Jack O'Neill refusing to go in without my gun. Do you think that when his son shot himself, do you think whenever he would go to kindergarten and be like, how dare you ask me to remove my firearm before I take my son out of
school? Stop.
Honestly, I feel like that, due to how the episodes are, I feel like we should be expanding the definition of our show to be like, what does it say about the US military and what does it say about American imperialism, though? Especially considering this season we have already had the regime change episode. Like, I feel like we should expand the scope a little because occasionally there's very little to say about the military, and having the opportunity to talk about imperialism instead would be quite an interesting one.
Yeah, sure.
Because it also just gives us another angle from when, like, there are episodes where there's nothing to talk about. Give us another angle. Even if, admittedly, in 3 episodes' time, we're not going to have enough to talk about either, really. But it's okay, because we'll have GB on to talk about physics.
Sure.
Oh, hey, oh boy.
Yeah, we're inviting the Prince of Kneecaps himself on in 3 episodes' time.
Yeah, it's our token. Yeah,
where neither of us are allowed to make Dutch jokes, especially you.
I'm gonna.
He will get... Like, you know, I'll leave this in the episode. He will get mad, genuinely. Like, he got absolutely fucking fed up of me making them, so genuinely, please don't.
You made them for a long time, though.
Like, I would ask you to please keep the Dutch jokes to a minimum and make them about polders and clogs and not about the other thing.
I'm biting my tongue right now.
Do not make them about Zwartpiet, please.
Yeah.
I'm biting my tongue.
Don't. Seriously. Okay, don't. All right, moving on.
I don't think I have anything to say about this episode. Tradition. Other than we talked so much about things that weren't this episode.
Okay, I got it out of my system.
Sorry, let me do that promptly.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Do you want head pats?
Moving the fuck on.
Head pats. I can drive over and give you head pats.
Sure. Let me put my shoe polish away first.
Moving the fuck on.
Finally out of my system.
Jesus Christ.
So, this has been Stargate Oversight.
We have a Patreon. This episode is not going to Patreon, neither is the previous one, because I'm too lazy to edit both of them.
Alright. Wait, all the slurs
are going in this? Yes, slurs chat is staying in. Because it's slush chat about Rhodesians, and no one gives a shit about the Rhodesians. You're just going to have to put a note to say, enjoy our tangents about Rhodesia, we're not sorry.
So, I am Arctisha Frost. I stream sometimes, actually, now. On Twitch.
You do, occasionally. Yep.
I'm Ryan. Hello.
Hi, and I'm Hope for you all. And by the time this episode comes out, the weekend of this episode coming out will be the start of Hope Frail's big triple super duper ultra mega special streamer bundle, because we'll be doing on twitch.tv/HopeFrail Armor Core 6 on Sunday and Payday 2 The Secret on Monday and Tuesday.
Armored Core 6 with Buttplug.
It doesn't have Buttplug.io yet, but I would love if it did. Listen, I just want to play the game that says, get in the robot and calls me a dog. What woman would not want that? Thank you, listener. We're sorry.
Stargate Oversight.
I'm not sorry. I didn't do anything wrong. So
I did. See, here's the triality of this podcast. Hope has done bad things and she's very sorry. Ryan has done nothing bad and he's not sorry. I have done bad things.
I'm very sorry about the things I've done, but I'm not sorry about being horny.
And on that note, goodbye.
It's goodbye from me.
Bye.
Goodbye.